Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by the manager of the San Diego Padres, three-time manager of the year, and of course a good friend of everyone, Bob Melvin. Bob, how are you?
I'm good, good. You know, still, when I hear manager of the San Diego Padres, it still has a different ring to it, you know, being in Oakland for as long as I was, but, you know, here we are in the thick of it. Most teams, you know, hope be in the position that we are this time of year, so it's, you know, it's invigorating and, you know, push to the finish here with less than 20 to go.
Yeah, you've been through this so many times and you've been in the playoffs so many times. What is September baseball all about? It's different.
It is. You know, I mean, it's as, you know, people ask you, you have certain games in September that feel like postseason, and it should, you know, when teams, you know, especially with the many wild card teams you have now playing for, you know, every day feels like it's almost a postseason game. So I think that's added to the allure of September, especially for fans, that there are more teams in it. You know, originally a little bit skeptical about the whole wild card thing, but now with three teams, even more teams are in it. So it's, you know, it's a different feel in September than it's ever been before.
Well, I think the National League West is a tough division. I realize the Dodgers are doing what they're doing. But the game itself, it's almost like a Pac-10 game or a Big Ten game or something like that, or an SEC game. The games are tough.
Yeah, it's a good comp. And, you know, now with the Diamondbacks, with some of their younger players that they're bringing up, you know, that there's a speed element. You know, some of their pitchers are coming up, so we're going to see what, you know, they have to offer down the road, and they're playing really well right now. So as far as timing against them, it's not the greatest time in the world to play them. You know, they're playing with no fear and trying to make a name for themselves. So, like you said, it does feel like you're playing in the pack. You know, I went to Cal, and games against any of the pack teams seemed a little bit more so, and I think it's the same thing in the West, especially here in September.
Well, you have quite a schedule going down the stretch. It is a challenge for your ball club.
It is, but I don't try not to get too wrapped up in that. I think today's game is really the only one that we should be focused on, really the only one's important. I mean, you know how many games are left, and you can see what the schedule looks like. But for me, it's just a little bit more of a distraction if you're thinking about who you have a couple series down the road.
How's the season gone for you personally? Coming into spring training, the trades, Tatis, and all the whole business, what kind of a year has it been for you?
Dramatic. You know, there's been some drama here, and you know, a little different than what goes on in Oakland. But I think just acclimating to everything, you know, when I came over here, you know, I didn't really know too many people in the organization. I didn't really even know A.J. Preller. There weren't too many guys on the team, you know, once Sean Manaea came over in spring. So it was getting up to speed on everything during spring training, getting to know players, getting to know staff and an organization as a whole. So, you know, there still is a learning curve here and a process to, you know, to figure out kind of how everybody does things here. But you know what? It's new and it's invigorating, and you know, the fact of the matter is we're still in the hunt here to try to get a playoff spot.
You know, baseball considers you one of the best. You know that, and there's been so many discussions this year about platooning and analytics and everything else. But you've handled it so well. But you're known as a platoon manager, as the great strategist, they call you.
Well, you know what? And it's different here because we really don't have a lot of platoons here. You know, there are a lot of games that the nine guys I run out there are going to be the nine guys that play. So that is different for me. And that took a little getting used to, too. So, you know, when you have a payroll like we do, they're paying an any number of guys to go out there and play every day. And it's more just about pitching decisions and bullpen decisions as the games goes along. So, you know, at some point in time, maybe we increase our roster a little bit more to think about the 40 as opposed to, you know, the 26 and be able to create some matchups, give some days off to guys. But at this point right now, we have a fairly set lineup.
Yeah, it's different for you, but you've been a platoon guy for a long time. And quietly, let's put it that way, very quietly. Soto's come over with Josh Bell. They haven't hit much for you, what you expected. What's up with them?
You know what? It's just not that easy. You know, the expectation levels are so high. Getting used to a new team, and with the trade deadline now, it was even later in the season. There's not a lot of time to acclimate and figure out how everybody's playing. And then, you know, on top of that, you have to change your whole living situation. You're moving your family. You're going to a new place. It's just not that. It's not that easy to just say, okay, you know, settle in and expect to do some of the things that you've always done. So, they have, both those guys have contributed, maybe not you know, in volume that you, would you expect. But I think I have a sneaky suspicion these guys are going to show up here, you know, the last 20 games or so in the fashion that they have in their careers.
You've managed Machado. You managed Chapman. Two great third basemen, man. Let me tell you, Machado's arm to me is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. He plays a little differently than Chappie does. You know, there's an ease to his to the game he plays. It just looks easy. So, yeah, I mean, he's a terrific player. He's 30 now. I think he's 10 years into his career and playing as good a baseball as he ever has right now. So that's the one guy that you know he's probably going to be in the three spot every day. Yep. Whether he's hurt or not, he's always out there in the lineup, and he's putting up the type of numbers that, you know, when you talk about MVPs, he's got to be in the conversation.
Yeah, I saw it the first week I said it. I said he's an MVP this year, and he hasn't let up yet. Bob Melvin with us. A couple of quick things here. Aaron Judge is getting close to Maris.
Yeah.
And someone wrote today, we should do away with intentional walks. Now, you don't do many intentional walks. And they said, come on, people come to the park to see a guy play. You can't walk him intentionally. What do you think about that? I thought of you when I saw it.
Well, that would be an interesting facet to the game. I mean, you know, there are certain guys. Now, he's surrounded by some guys in his lineup, too, that protect him some. But when he's swinging the bat like he is right now, it's not that difficult a decision, especially late in games when he's the one guy that you don't want to beat you. But that's interesting. I've never heard that brought up before. That would be an interesting dynamic. You know, you'd probably get more just set up on the other side of the white line and, you know, pitch around him type things. And that's what we try to do sometimes, especially with some of my big-time starters. I don't want them running from anybody.
Yeah.
But also have to be cognizant of the fact that who has the best chance to beat you. So let me think about that a little bit more. That's
okay.
A good idea.
All right. He's a Cal guy. He's going to think about it. I like that. All right, Bobby, one last thought for you. You do have a terrific rotation, and you let them pitch. They're not four out, five out, and all of a sudden you got a big bullpen game. You actually let these guys go.
Yeah, you know, that was the focus all along, and a lot of times you see this time of year that bullpens are run down. Our bullpen is not run down. So we do have some starters that have accumulated some innings, maybe not pitching the best that they have, but we feel like at this point in time in the season, we can also combat that with a fresh bullpen. So, you know, there are a couple strategies involved with that, but early in the season, it's a prudent thing to do to let these guys go out there and pitch innings, and they've been a big part of our team the entire season. Yeah,
down the stretch, you need the pitching. That's what wins championships. Josh Hader had an excellent game this week, a couple back-to-back. What'd you do?
I just let him go out there. I mean, you know, the way he got started with us wasn't – I didn't do him any favors. You know, I think there was a tie game. There was a game I brought him with guys on base, a tie game. There was an extra inning game with a guy on second. So this is the first time that I think maybe only the third time since he's been here that he's come out and just had save situations, and that's what he's used to the most. So the last two outings has been his best for us, and we feel like he's settling in like he normally has in his career.
Well, I love September baseball. I'm so glad you're in it. They love you in the Bay Area, you know that, other than at Oracle Park, I'll tell you that. But it's great to have you on.
Well, thank you. You know, I miss too. I mean, A's and the A's fans, it's just part of who I am and will always be. So I appreciate you saying that.
All right. That's Bob Melvin. More coming up. KNBR 680 104.5, the sports leader.